Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Breakfast Briefing. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 19th of May. And as usual, of course, with all the information, insights in this briefing, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this briefing. And if you're listening to this on a podcast, wherever you are in this wonderful world of ours, you can head on over to marcustoday.com.au, our website, and read the disclaimer in full there. Also, you can look at all our other wonderful stuff that we have, of course, on our website. All right, well, a nasty night on the US is putting it mildly, I guess. We saw the Dow Jones down 1,165 points to 31,490. That was down 3.57%. But it got worse for the Nasdaq, which was down 4.73%, 566 points, 11,418. And just when you thought the S&P 500 was going to hold that 4,000 level and kick on, in fact, to 4,100, the S&P 500 dropped 165 points in the middle for diddle, as usual, down 4.04%. And the VIX index, as you would expect, as all this negativity came back into the market, was up 5 points to 31, 18.62% better. So much for me saying yesterday that the volatility was easing and we would see that VIX index back down towards 22, 23, at which price it would be a buy. Back here at 31. And of course, our SPY futures coming under pressure overnight, down 126 points, or 1.76%, 7,047. So the rally definitely looks to have been snuffed out, especially on Wall Street. And what triggered that last night was a bunch of things, really. We had some results from some of the big mall retailers in Walmart and Target, disappointing, and them warning of cost pressures. Also, Jerome Powell was out and about again, spruiking rate rises, and Janet Yellen said that she was worried about global stagflation, a heady cocktail but not a nice recipe for optimism. And we saw that Dow Jones down 3.57%. It's the worst fall in 2 years. So lots of headlines screaming that. On the commodities, though, somewhat more sanguine, at least on the face of it. Brent crude was down 2.5%, $2.82 to $109.11, so still pretty high. WTI actually now a slight premium, $109.59 US dollars a barrel, down $2.81 or 2.5%. Gold eased $3. I don't think anyone was looking at gold, really, with all the stuff that was happening on Wall Street, and that was down 0.16%. The iron ore price also eased, down 1.26% or $1.66, under 130 US dollars a dry metric ton. And the Aussie dollar, which was looking relatively firm and nice yesterday, not so nice today, 69.54, so back under that 70 cent level. In terms of other base metals, we had copper down 1.47%, nickel down 1%, aluminium down 1.2%, zinc down 2.03, lead down 2.2, tin down 3.5. And in mining stocks overseas, BHP and Rio both took a bit of a hit. BHP down 2.6 and Rio down 3.3%. Freeport McMoRan down 6.1, Alcoa down 4.6, Teck up 4.4, up Anglo down 2.4, Glencore unchanged, Vale down 3.04%, Albemarle in the lithium space down 1.36%. Here you can see the S&P 500. It was one-way traffic from the start. 4.04% down, 165 points. Some of the losers in the US last night, we had the likes of Apple down 5.6%, Meta down 5.1%, Google down 3.9%, Microsoft down 4.5%, Amazon down 7.2%, Tesla down 6.8%, sorry Kathy, JP Morgan 1.7% down, Citigroup, after that nice bounce on the back of Buffett buying in, that didn't last very long, down 3.4%, and other banks in the US, a similar amount. Block managed to lose 3.2%, so it could have been worse for Block. Twitter down 3.8%, Walmart down 6.8% as well. So not a great night on the US by any stretch of the imagination. But whether that was the cathartic clean-out remains to be seen. But certainly the rally well and truly over. And there wasn't too much evidence of any dip buying. You can see by that chart that there wasn't any periods of stability, really. It was just plain one-way traffic for most of the day. Major stories overnight. Federal Chair Powell reasserts commitment to bringing inflation down. We've got a whatever-it-takes moment, I guess, from Jerome Powell. But pushes back against the 75 basis point rate hike. I'm not sure what he said that was new that really upset the market. I think the Target and the Walmart results were probably the major factor in the market sell-off last night. The Chicago Fed's Evans is backing front-loading rate hikes and a modestly restrictive stance to help tighten financial conditions. And the Minneapolis Fed's Kashkari says he doesn't know if the Fed will have to induce a recession to bring inflation under control. And Bullard, geez, these guys out and about at the moment. Bullard expects above-trend economic growth for at least the next 18 months. So, some fairly mixed messaging coming out of the US Central Bank with their state heads at the moment. Central banks hunt for neutral rates as they weigh up balance between growth and inflation, and UK inflation accelerates to a new 40-year high in April. Japanese Q1 GDP has shrunk, but by less than expected as the Ukrainian war and inflation picture clouds the outlook. And the manufacturer's mood in Japan slips to a 15-month low, and the China is experiencing COVID flare-ups in other cities, and peace talks between Russia and Ukraine stall as Moscow accuses Western powers of wanting to use Ukraine to their strategic advantage. What to expect today in our market? Well, obviously it's not going to be pretty. 126 points down in the SPY. We're certainly open easier, to say the least, but where it goes from there remains to be seen. We do have the jobs number today coming out. ANZ tipping headline rate of 3.8%, which will be the lowest since 1974. That will certainly help the coalition in terms of their election prospects, and we're already seeing the race tightening somewhat. The odds at the moment, we've got Labour at $1.52, but the coalition's come back in to $2.65. It was out to $4.14, so a little bit of money creeping in to backing the coalition, and those jobs numbers today certainly help their case for managing the economy. Janet Yellen has warned of a global stagflation risk, this again adding to the wonderful narrative that's coming out of the US at the moment by all those Fed heads in terms of where the market and where the economy is going. We saw the 10-year yield in the US come down last night, 2.89%. Australia 3.45%, Germany back up to 1.02%. And in Europe, Stock 50 index was down 1.4%, FTSE down 1.1%, CAC down 1.3%. And we're getting a slew of profit results this morning. There's a few that are out early. Nufarm, profits for the 6 months to the end of March, up by 61.1% after accounting for material items, while revenues jumped by a third to $2.2 billion. We've also got Aristocrat out this morning. Revenue up 23.1%, profits up 29.6%, dividend 26 cents, and Australian Agricultural Company, operating profit 49.9%. versus 24.4%. They did see lower sales but higher prices as they moved their brands to the premium level. Meat sales price per kilo was up 21%, and they are restocking the herd after it had been run down, which accounts for lower sales. Premium brands for AAC now account for 83% of sales. Also today we've got Webjet, underlying EBITDA loss of $15 million for the year, a $103 million turnaround compared to FY21. And total transaction value and revenue for 12 months to the end of March were up 262% and 466%. And Humm, which has a vote on whether to sell its consumer finance business to Latitude, a one director is urging shareholders to vote against the sale. So a bit happening on the corporate front today. We do have some economics as well, and of course, we do have that horrible start in store for us. 4 days of rallies, although cautious, are all going to be snuffed out in the blink of an eye today with a very, very soft opening. We'll see where it goes from there. Question of the day today, is volatility an opportunity or is it a turnoff for you? All this volatility we are seeing in the Dow. We had a 1,400 point trading range for the US market yesterday. At one stage it was down 186 was its best, and its worst was down 1,261. That is a lot. 1,261. So is this volatility giving you opportunities, either to day trade or even short-term trades, or is it a complete turn-off and you just feel like going away and playing golf for the next few months? Love to hear from you on that one. All right, well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. You can head on over to the Facebook discussion group. We'd love to have your thoughts, ideas, and insights as usual over there. And, of course, there are three other podcasts, if you're listening to this on a podcast, that you can listen to. The Marcus Strategy Podcast, which is our morning meeting, which should be interesting today. And the On the Desk Podcast, where the team talk about things financial and things that are interesting them at the moment. And my On the Couch Podcast. And this week, I talked to James Hawkins from L1 Catalyst Fund, which was a very good chat with him. So I urge you to have a listen to that. But that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. And, of course, may the trading gods be with you.